You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on March 15th, 2026. Welcome to episode 11 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Sin of God's Bloodhound with Obolus. That was Obolus from Sin of God's Bloodbound. Next up is Science and Nature's Time Spent. Here is Feel Something. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Both Red Leafs golf teams started in California State Golf Tournaments on March 9th. First with the men's, as they started in the two-day Tim Tierney Shootout, hosted by Cal State East Bay at Corica Park Golf Course in Alameda, California, where all tip-offs were at 8 a.m. Meanwhile, the women's started in the two-day CSUSM Women's Fujikura Invitational hosted by Cal State San Marcos at Shadow Ridge Golf Course in Vista, California, where all tip-offs were at 8:30 a.m. Three events were on tap for March 10th. Both SFU golf teams finished their respective two-day tournaments. First with the men's, who concluded the Tim Tierney Shootout hosted by Cal State East Bay at Corica Park Golf Course in Alameda, California, and the Red Leafs men finished fourth among 18 teams after firing 5 under par, 849 strokes over three rounds, led by Dansby Carswell with 7 under par, 209 strokes for fourth, followed by Brendan O'Brien with 2 under par, 214 strokes in a five-way tie for 17th, Justin Bjornsson with 5 over par, 221 strokes in a nine-way tie for 48th, Max Corcoran and Jonathan Van Pikstra with 6 over par, 222 strokes each in a six-way tie for 57th. The host CSU East Bay won the Tim Tierney Shootout after firing 15 under par, 849 strokes, while Tucker Sweeney of Santa Clara, competing as an individual, won the individual crown with 10 over par, 216 strokes. Now with the SFU Women's, who finished the CSUSM Women's Fujikura Invitational, hosted by Cal State San Marcos at Shadow Ridge Golf Course in Vista, California, and the Red Leafs women earned second among 13 teams after firing 35 over par, 899 strokes, co-led by Izzy Ferguson, Anaya Bandel with 6 under par, 222 strokes each in a four-way tie for third, followed by Mira Minhas with 12 over par, 228 strokes in a four-way tie for 14th, Dana Smith with 14 over par, 230 strokes in a four-way tie for 26th, and Sua Park with 24 over par, 240 strokes for 48th. The host, Cal State San Marcos, won the CSUSM Women's Fujikura Invitational after firing 17 over par, 881 strokes, led by Carmela Carlisi with 5 over par, 221 strokes in a tie with Lauren Lee of Western Washington, and Lee won the individual crown after a playoff. Later on, the SFU swimming teams started in the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, where the first events started at 4 p.m. Pacific with the distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff for preliminaries for championship finals events. In the women's 800 freestyle relay, the quartet of Delray Vetter, Abigail Andrews, Alyssa Whitmore, and Jessica Dragici clocked in at 717.26, breaking an SFU record and earning an All-American status. Just a minute. Let me find out. Sorry. I just want to see the rank. I just want to see the rank. Just a minute, please. Sorry about that. The rank. The Red Leafs women earned 6th in the women's 800 freestyle relay. The men's did not compete on March 10th. Three events occurred on March 11th. The first morning session started in the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, with the distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds, where the first events started at 8 a.m. Pacific. And four preliminaries took place in the morning, along with parts of the women and men's 1,000 freestyle. Later on in the morning on March 11th, the SFU softball announced three recruits, Cameron Innes, Sophie St. Denis, and Macy Reimer, all of whom compete for the Fraser Valley Fusion 08 based in Langley. Cameron Innes, who hails from Langley, stands at 5'5" or 165 centimeters, is a center fielder who bats left but throws right, has won multiple Canadian All-Star Awards over successive seasons, and chose SFU for its welcoming vibe, competitive nature, academic strength, particularly in biochemistry, molecular biology. Sophie St. Denis, who hails from Surrey, stands at 5'3" or 160 centimeters, is a catcher, shortstop, utility player who bats, throws right, and enrolled in Ecole Salish Secondary based in Surrey, where she competed in multiple sports. Sophie St. Denis chose SFU as it allows her to stay closer to home while competing. Welcoming vibe for players, coaches, and is aiming for an education degree to become a French immersion teacher. Macy Reimer, who grew up in Langley, stands at 5'9" or 175 centimeters, is a strong third baseman who bats, throws right, and attends Walnut Grove Secondary based in Langley. Reimer chose SFU for highly competitive softball and solid academic paths, especially in kinesiology education. In the evening of March 11th, the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, resumed with four final events starting at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, along with the women and men's 200 medley relay. None of the Red Leaf swimmers finished within top eight. The cutoff from preliminaries for its championship finals in any events. On March 12th, the second morning session started in the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, with the distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds, where the first events started at 8 a.m. Pacific, and six preliminaries took place. Six finals events occurred during the evening of March 12th, Day 3 in the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, with the distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds, starting at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, along with the women's and men's 400 medley relay. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff from preliminaries for its championship finals. In the women's 400 individual medley, In the women's 400 individual medley, Jessica Dragici clocked in at 4:23.88 for 8th and last for her first individual All-American honor. Furthermore, on March 12th, the SFU Athletics page announced that Emma Conan, who set multiple records this season, has been picked by Team Canada for the World Indoor Athletic Championships 2026. And will compete in the women's individual 400 meters for Canada at Kosciuszko Pomorska Arena Torun in Kujawi Pomorz, Poland. Multiple events occurred on March 13th. The third morning session started in the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana. With the distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds, where the first events started at 8 a.m. Pacific, and 9 preliminaries took place. Meanwhile, 6 Red Leaps were honored by the National Wrestling Coaches Association as it announced the NCAA Women's Scholar All-American Awards. Laura Alcantar Soto is a kinesiology major. Ella Finding is an engineering sciences major. Amelia Lucas is a mathematical physics major. Paige Maher is a criminology major. Lene McCracken is an English major. And Liv Weber is a mathematics master student. Also, the SFU Athletics website revealed 2 additional Red Leaps who will join Emma Cannon, a communication student, who is also the current record holder in the GNAC Indoor 200 and 400 meters in the 2026 World Indoor Athletic Championships. At Kowalsko Pomorka Arena Torun in Kujawi Pomorz, Poland, Aaron O, who last competed for SFU in 2023 as a biomedical physiology student, named as the 2022-23 GNAC Male Athlete of the Year across all sports and a finalist for the 2023 Sport BC Male Athlete of the Year, will compete for Canada in the men's 1500 meters, joining Emma Cannon in Team Canada. Allison Andrews-Paul is the third SFU representative in the World Indoor Athletic Championships 2026, as she will compete for New Zealand in the women's 800 meters. Allison Andrews-Paul, who last competed for SFU in 2022 as a Master of Public Health student and is currently a volunteer assistant for the track team, was named as the 2021-22 GNAC Female Athlete of the Year for both indoor, outdoor track and field. Furthermore, Allison Andrews-Paul also made history as she ran the fastest 800 meters at 201.43 on April 15th, 2022. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs track and field teams were in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where they started in the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships at Virginia Beach Sports Center, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. While the first event, men's heptathlon 60, started at 7 a.m. Pacific, SFU started at 12:30 p.m. in the women's 61st round. In the women's distance medley relay finals, the quartet of Veronica D., Charlotte Bosma, Stephanie Miller, and Rhea Matanovic clocked in at 11:29.95 for fourth among 12 teams, as the Red Leafs quartet were named as All-Americans. Later on, 9 finals events occurred during the evening of March 13th. Day 4 in the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, with distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds, starting at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, along with the women's and men's 200 medley relay. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff from preliminaries for its championship finals. In the women's 500, Abigail Andrews finished 5th at 4:53.07 and earned an All-American. 4 events were on tap for March 14th. Both Red Leafs swimming teams resumed in the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, with the distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds, where the fourth morning session, which started at 8 p.m. Pacific. Where the fourth morning session, which started at 8 a.m. Pacific, featured 7 preliminaries along with both 1650 freestyles, 100 freestyle swim-offs. Meanwhile, the SFU track and field teams completed a two-day NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships at Virginia Beach Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. While the first event, Women's Pentathlon, started at 7 a.m. Pacific, the Red Leafs started at 12:30 p.m. in the Women's Triple Jump Final, where Olivia Winville leaped 12.25 for ninth among 18 competitors. Emma Connon charged in at 7.36 for fourth in the Women's 60 Final among 8 runners. Colton Plummer ran in at 150.21 in the Men's 800 Final for 8th, which was also the last for an All-America selection. Emma Connon won the Women's 200 at 23.21 among 8 runners, becoming the first GNAC winner in the NCAA's 200 meters, also earning an All-American selection. The quartet of Tyson Carr, Colton Plummer, Liam Barnes, Zachary Jago ran in at 311.27 in the men's 4x400 for ninth among 12 teams. And the quartet of Jalen Cummings, Raya Matanovich, Shala Bosma, Emma Kanan finished in at 344.61 for 10th among 12 teams in the NCAA Division II, I think. In the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships at Virginia Beach Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where the SFU men finished tied for 52nd among 72 teams with 1 point, while the women finished 8th with 20 points among 60 teams. And the evening of March 14th saw the final session of the 5-day 2026 NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, with the distances in yards, times in minutes and seconds, where both 1650 freestyles were completed, followed by 7 finals and both freestyle relays. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff from preliminaries for its championship finals events. In the women's 1650 freestyle, Derry Vetter charged in at 1647.87 for 4th, followed by Kara Kennedy at 1648.99 for 5th, as both earned All-American selections. In the 2026 NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at Deaconess Aquatic Center in Evansville, Indiana, where the SFU women finished 12th among 43 teams with 143 points, while the men finished tied for 32nd among 36 teams.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the... Sorry, I just want to talk about softball since we have some time today. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I just want to talk about the softball standings, even though SFU were not in action this week, as the season is still active at this time. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. The computer, too, isn't really... Sorry about the delay. It's just... Since we have some time before the 30-minute mark, I just want to talk about the... standings right now. Now I got it. Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. While interconference games have been played, they haven't been counted in the standings for some odd reason. Northwest Nazarene are first at 20-7. St. Mullins are second at 15-11. Western Oregon, third at 14-11, much like Western Washington. Central Washington, then there's a huge drop-off in the win parade, as Central Washington are fifth at 6-16. Simon Fraser are 6th at 2-20, and Montana State Billings are last at 2-21.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of episode 11 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Deborah Silber and the Count Basie Orchestra. Deborah Silber and the Count Basie Orchestra's Basie Rocks. The tune is Baby, I Love Your Way.
Away from the city.